Okay, today's daf is Bechoros daf Mem. Bechoros daf Mem, and we are in Alama Tesma Beis at the Mishnah. Nifkam, we're talking about the inyanim of a mumin still. So Nifkam hazoven or ha'elya shalana keva b'mukdashim. If the container, so to speak, of the Eivar HaZachar, the Eivar or the Nekeva is damaged, b'mukdashim, Nifkam hazanav min ha'etzem avalomen ha'perek. If the tail is damaged from the actual bone avalomen ha'perek, not by the in the separated parts, osharosana mefatzel, or the tip of the tail is exposed, as the etzem exposes the bone, oshish basar mechulya lechulya mali etzba, or there's flesh between each chulya, the width of a finger. All of those are mumin to be able to shech the bechar. Amar Belazar, nifgam velo nital. Only if it was nifgam the zoven, but not nital. Right? Sometimes we find we had this in. Back in Maseches Chulin, also, that sometimes, if you have part of something, it's even worse than not having it at all. Nifkam velo nital. If it would be nital, then it would be okay. Kiss velo zachrus. Kiss only if it's nifkam is a mum, but if there's a problem in the gid atzmo, in the aver itself, that wouldn't be a problem. Tani nami hachi, nifkam velo nital, kiss velo zachrus. Same thing. Amar Yossi ben ha-meshulim, maisa be'invil echad, shenot lo ze'ev. There was a story that they took a zeiv, it was nital from the zeiv, for chazalei sano, and it got better, meaning, so just because it was nital doesn't mean that it was, the whole zoven was taken, and it came back to itself. Good. Nifla azalav in etzem, v'chulu. So, going to the last line of the Mishnah. Tana etzba sha'amru, echan mi'arba betevach shakal adam. We have a braisa that says, etzba, the width of an etzba. So that is, what's the measurement? One, me'arba betef, 1/4 mitefach shakal adam, in that measurement. So the braisa said this about something. Rashi, etzba sha'amru, v'lo yadinan hashta hecha koi. We don't know what this braisa is referring to. Right? Lomai, which halachic area was this braisa said? That an etzba, that the chachamim referred to, the width of the etzba, has this measurement. As Rashi continues, lefisha ein ho etzbo shavos. Because not all etzbos are width equal, right? And that's why the thumb is thicker, and all different fingers. So that's why, which halachic area was this braisa said? So, a couple of different opinions. The last one is going to be ours. The third and final one, which will be on the next daf. Lamai Hilchasa, one suggestion. What is the thickness of the measure of this etzba? Amaraba linyan tcheles. Regarding the length of tzitzis. Often the Gemara calls tzitzis tcheles. The Tanya, as the Braisa says, kama chutin hu nosein. How many strings does one put? We have this back in Meseches Menaches. Veshami yomim arba, beisal omim shlosha. Right, 4 folded over or 3 folded over. Vakama tehei mishuleshesh. How long must the mishuleshes, the hanging part, be? Beishamai omrim arba, obeisela omrim shlosha. 4 and 3. What exactly does that mean? We'll see in a second. Vishalish shebeisela omrim, and that 3 that beisela says. Echad me arba betefach shekol adam. That measurement of tefach is—that's what the Bryce is referring to the length that this is, the length of the tzitzis. So, what exactly? Which part of the length of the tzitzis is referring to? Rashi has 2 days here. The second one, which we'll go with, last line of Rashi, mishuleshes. It's the part that is braided. The part before, the part that is loose and the strings hanging down, the part that's braided. Kama yehebam mi gedil levad me anaf she'eno gedil. Right, the braided part is how long. This is the length that Beis Hillel holds, which is thumb breadths. Right, echad me'arba betefach shekol adam. That's the thumb. That's a little thicker than the other fingers. That's tcheles. Right, remember that the word tcheles. The Gemara here calls all tzitzis tcheles, but tcheles. It comes up in the end of Parsha Shlach, where the Torah tells us the Parsha of tzitzis, and the pasuk describes the color of tcheles, and blue, black, not our issue now, Ramban, but the question is, where does the word tcheles come from? So the Rashi, at the end of Parsha Shlach, says, where does the word tcheles? Al shem shikul b'choros. We know tough and shin can switch. Shikul means to be barren from. Al kem shikul b'choros. Targum shel shikul tichla. What is that? Who is barren? That's referring to Makas Bechoros. Umakas Maisa Malayla, the Chain Sevat Chela is Domal Rakia, Hamashchilais Erev. That's Rashi Pshat. Rashi says it's black. Mashchil is the color of the sky as it gets to evening. That's where the word Chelas comes from. And the Mefarshim wonder, what is the connection between Makas Bechoros and Sissis? Why is that Dafka connected? That color reminds us of the Shachul. So there, Achayim HaKadosh says at the end of Parsha Shlach, and Rav Soloveitchik writes this as well, maybe it's connected to a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, where the Gemara talks about what you're allowed to wear out on Shabbos and what not, and the Gemara talks about the Kavla Da'avda, the signet that an Eved wore to show that he was an Eved, Lahavdil, or maybe not so Lahavdil, right? The Star of David that had to be worn by the Jews during the war, so that was the Kavla Da'avda. But what happened? So we probably had a Kavla Da'avda in Mitzrayim. So right when we went out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give us a new Kavla Da'avda, a new signet right after Makas Bechoros, and that's Tzitzis. Tzitzis is our identity as an Eved Hashem. Kishi Yabitu B'Simen Avdusam, says the Arachayim HaKadosh, Yidnu Leiv, She'ena B'nei Chorin Lasos Kechefsam, B'ma'achalam B'mabushim B'diburam, Uvachal Ma'aseim Ke'eved, She'emas Rabo Allah, V'lamod B'shasha Adon Mitzav Alamod, V'lasos Kol Malachos, Asher Tziv Hashem Lasos. And therefore, we have to make sure we recognize that we are not just free to do whatever we want, but we have our new Kavla Da'avda, that is the Arachayim HaKadosh, and that is also what Rav Soloveitchik says in the second volume of Reflections of the Rav. He says, upon achieving their freedom on the night of the Exodus, they defiantly removed these seals. In exchange, they were to wear a new seal, tzitzis with tchelas, indicating that henceforth they were to serve Hashem, their new master. And that's the connection, and he quotes the Arachayim, quotes the Arachayim as well. So this is the first suggestion. What does this line of the Brisa mean? That there's a shear, a specific width of fingers, and this is 1/4. Achan mi'arba. B'tefach shekol adam, that's referring to the length of tzitzis. Remember also the tzitzis and the chelas and the lavan. We know the Mishnah told us at the beginning of Perakat Chelas in Menaches that each is not ma'akiv the other. Halavan is in ma'akiv the chelas, and chelas is not ma'akiv the lavan. So what does that mean regarding minyan hamitzvos? The Rambam himself points out this unusual idea in that usually. The Rambam himself says, usually if you have parts of a mitzvah that are ma'akiv zeh, that means it's one mitzvah. And that's why the four minim are ma'akvin zeh, and therefore it's one mitzvah. And if you have part of a mitzvah that are not ma'akiv each other, then it's two mitzvahs, like tefillin. Tefillin shal rosh and tefillin shal yad are not ma'akiv each other, and therefore that connects that it's two separate independent mitzvahs. Right? If we have two, Ashkenazim say two brachas on the mitzvah of tefillin. It's not one on the shal yad, one on the shal rosh. Well, we paskin, if somebody only has a shal yad, only as a shel rosh, the Ramah says two brachas on the shel rosh. It's two brachas in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Why? Question. But that's the usual rule. So the Ramah asks on himself in the Sefer HaMitzvos, tzitzis are not ma'akiv each other, yet it's one mitzvah. It's an exception to the rule, because the Ramah says there are two types of eno ma'akvin zedzeh. One type of eno ma'akvin zedzeh means it's crucial, and therefore, if you don't have it, then you didn't do the mitzvah. That's the dalet minim. But then there's another ma'akiv zedzeh, that there's an ikker part of the mitzvah and a tuffel part of the mitzvah. And they're not ma'akev each other. Chalitza. Chalitza has parts, the Mishnah says in Yevamos, that are ma'akev and some that are not ma'akev. Right. Krakika, Kriya, discussion in the Tanaim. What do you mean? A ma'akvin says that should be two mitzvos. No, sometimes two mitzvos, sometimes not ma'akvin does not mean two independent mitzvos. It just means an ikker and a tafel. Okay. So that is just a lot about tzitzis. We can talk a lot more about it, but we'll leave that for now. That's number one. Number two. Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua Amar, L'shtei Amos. Maybe these measurements are talking about the measuring pictures, sticks. Rashi says maklos, that they were an ama in length in the second Beis Hamikdash. These rulers, sticks, so to speak, that they had on the wall, and this is describing the measurement of their length. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says in Meseches Kelim, shtei amos hayu b'shushan habira. There were two amos in Shushan Habira. Doesn't mean in Shushan Habira. It means in the Beis Hamikdash, and they called it Shushan Habira. Maybe that was the gate, right? Achas al alkeren mizrachas tzvonis, v'achas alkeren mizrachas dromis, on the two eastern gates on the north side and on the south side, shall keren mizrachas tzvonis haisi yisera al shel Moshe chatzi etzpa. Regarding the measurements of the amos of Moshe Rabbeinu, so the northeastern one was a little bit, a half an etzpa longer, half an etzpa longer than the one that Moshe Rabbeinu had. Vishal keren mizrachas deromis haisi yisera al chatzi etzpa, and the southeastern one was half an etzpa longer than that. Nimsas yisera al shel Moshe etzpa, and the southern one was even an etzpa longer. Why didn't they just use the earlier measurements? V'lama hayu achas gula v'achas k'tana, k'shayu umnin notlin b'k'tana, machzir in b'gdola, shalo yavo l'day mi'ila. Because the workers didn't want to, chas v'shalom, give less to the Beis HaMikdash than they had to, so they always give a little extra. They made it a little longer to make sure that they were covered, that whatever money they took for the work that they did, they didn't take more, and the Beis HaMikdash always won. Tarti lamali. So why do you need two? Just one of these would be enough to just go one up above. What if they have half and then another half? Well, the kasva v'zava v'chada de binyana, because one has to do with gold and silver, which is a lot of torah, is a lot of work. So that they didn't want to make them go so much longer, and therefore they just went a half. But for the binyan, they went the whole one. That is all number two. Why would they have an amma in the Beis HaMikdash about Shushan Abira, right? Why would that be there? You know, this is the Beis HaMikdash. So I might say, you know, however great you are, different mefarshim, however great you are, you always have to remember where you came from. You always have to remember the galus that preceded. And that's why we remember the galus, we remember Shushan Abira, where we came from, we remember the Haman story, we remember the Purim story, and we don't want to forget that. One. The other pshat could be that they forced at us. They were the ones that gave the permission. Koresh gave the permission to build the Beis HaMikdash, and it really wasn't fully a geula, as we know. Right? The Gemara tells us in Mesechas Yuma about the items that were missing in the second Beis HaMikdash that weren't in the second Beis HaMikdash, only the first Beis HaMikdash. Chamisha Dvarim, Yuma Chaf Aleph Amabeis, Hayu, Bein Mikdash Rishon, Mikdash Sheni, Veloin, Aron, Kapores, Kruvim, unbelievable, the Kodesh Kodashim was empty, Eish, Shechina, Ruach HaKodesh, Urim V'tumim. So these were all missing. So, how could you have a Beis HaMikdash like that? So explains the Mefarshim. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky talks about this. We mentioned this in the past in Parshas Bo, that they knew that this wasn't going to be the ultimate Geula. They knew. They had a Mesorah. And maybe they also knew, maybe it could have been, but once very few Jews came back, and most Jews stay in Bavel, they realized that this wasn't going to be the ultimate Geula. Again, if all Jews would have come back then, maybe things would have been different. But what occurred? And therefore they knew, and maybe even Badafka, not only, you could put the Peshatim together, right? They knew, and they realized there were a few things that they kept galuti, so to speak, even when they came back, because they realized that this wasn't the ultimate Geula, right? That's why the Talmud Yerushalmi was written in Aramaic. Right, that's unusual. Fine. Talmud Bavli should be written in Aramaic. Why Talmud Yerushalmi? Why they kept the Persian months, the names, as the Ramban talks about there? Because they should have given coming up new names. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, they came back, they realized HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on them, and they just gave him a little punch in the arm, so to speak, in order to get them through the long gullus that was to come. If they would never have gone back, even for those couple hundred years, we would totally assimilated and not been able to go back. And that's what Rabbi Yaakov says, L'chein chamal Hashem al amovo tziyam mibavel lehechziram, bofan zmani l'eretz Yisrael. For 420 years, ubanal hem es beis abchira vakol bechdeishi yashuvu v'yischazku v'yisodas emuna v'yumuchusanim likras tkufas hagolas hamara. Right, and they will be protected from the upcoming galus. Bechdei lahadgish ulahamchish la'am. Because the Chacham and the Nevi'im knew, and to make sure they knew that this was not the ultimate, v'chi be'etzem adayin heim begalus, they were still begalus, l'hoelos ha'aron. Right, he doesn't quote him. There's even a machlokas we shown him, Rambam Rashi, whether they observed Tisha B'Av during Bayis Sheni. Right, they had Tisha, what do you mean Tisha B'Av? They had the Beis HaMikdash. It could be that they had Tisha B'Av, meaning they had the observances of Tisha B'Av, even though they had a Beis HaMikdash, because they realized it wasn't as it was supposed to be. And that's where Rabbi Yaakov continues, Machmazek, Kishalu Mibava, Chazu, Likor Hashem, Asachadashim, Peshem, Shenikru, Babava. They didn't change that, and that's why, Yechezkel, right, was commanded on by Shlishi even before they built Bayis Sheni. Right, so we mentioned in our Yechezkel Shiurim that they didn't understand Yechezkel, how to build it. That's partly why they didn't build it like it was supposed to be, because the Rashi says on Yechezkel, I don't understand what it's supposed to look like. So they're all different, Pshatim give it, but they knew it was going to be a temporary situation, and that also is part of the Shushan Habira gate that they had. Rabbi Yaakov also writes in the footnote, is quoted here from his commentary on Pirkei Avos, that he also viewed the events of the 20th century in that way. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed and helped Am Yisrael come back to Eretz Yisrael and set up a state after the worst tragedy in the history of the world was also because of this. Now, imagine 1945, imagine the Jewish people, how we would have survived after the Yiyush. So he writes, B'kama izdamriyot, he wrote, said this. So, kach aleinu lahavin gamas hakamas medinas Yisrael, b'yameinu, shel achar achorban agadov ayeyo, sheneachas v'kara, b'sheiras ha-pleita. And if anybody lived during that time, the miraculous, the state of Jews in 1945, 3 years later, 1948, it's so unimaginable. Sibi v'akadosh baruch hu hazakamas ha-medina kedei lechazek es ha-zehut ha-yehudit, to strengthen the identity of the Jews throughout the world. Right? It's to strengthen Jews in the diaspora too. L'kaimas ha-kesher shebein yehudus ha-golah v'klal Yisrael, to give them a connection. But either way, this is all during Bayesheni, Shushan Abir, the same type of parallel that he makes. Fine. One other point here, it says that they made the measurements bigger so that they don't come to Me'ila. Tosfos and Menachos points out, it's not mamish, it wouldn't have been Me'ila. Because after all we know, hektish shavamana shechil al shavaputa mechulal. If I miss poda hektish, it still works. Even though it's just a little bit. So it doesn't really mean literally Me'ila. Tzadi chesem and alef and menachos. Lav dafka te hektish shavamana shechil al shavaputa mechulal. Ela shaloya rozen lehanus mishal hektish. They didn't want to be nehena. They didn't want to be nana. They didn't want to even get close to any type of iser. Maybe it's in terms of payment. The Tosfos Yontif says there in Maseches Kalim. But anyway, this is number two. And the third one has to do with us. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak v'itema Rav Huna bar Nasan la'osa shashaninu sheishpaser min chuya l'chuya mali etzba. If there's flesh between the vertebrae, an etzba width, so that is a mum. So how do you measure that etzba? So this is the shear that you measure for the etzba. So we have three different pshatim. What is this referring to? Is it referring to tzitzis? Is it referring to Shushan Abira in the Beis HaMikdash? Or it's referring to our Mishnah? Good. We continue with the movement of various animals. Ein lo beitzim, o ein lo ela beitza achas. If an animal doesn't have beitzim or only has one, ein lo ela beitza achas. So the Gemara is going to talk about, right, if you're missing one, it's a problem, then of course you're missing two. Rabbi Yisrael Omer, im yeshlo shnei kisin, yeshlo shnei beitzim. If there are two holders, so to speak, containers of the two scrotum, so to speak, of the beitzim, so then you can know that they are two beitzim. Ein lo shnei kisim, ein lo ela beitza achas. That's the Tanakhama. You know from the outside what the inside is. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva holds, if there are two kisim, but you only see one beitza. So, Moshivo alachuza umemaech. There's a way to test. You check and you physically do an examination of the animal. Im yesh beitza, sofa latzeis. Maisa, and if there is one, in that way, you would be able to detect it. Right? Get a veterinarian who's an expert in the anatomy of the animal, and sometimes in that way, even though you don't see one, but you could feel it. Maisa shemiech velo yatsa. There was a story that one time they did that test, and it was not yotze, and nishchata, and the animal, they said, oh, okay, it must be a mum. And nishchata, v'nimsas devuka b'ksalim. And then they found that it was stuck in the loins. I mean, it never descended. V'hita Rabbi Kiva says, okay, mutter, because that's not called beitza. That's not called normal. And therefore, that's a mum. The Yazar, Yochamanuri felt differently, right? Machlokas, not machlokas about the Metzias, just machlokas about halachically, what do you consider this? If it exists, but it's not in its proper place, so is that something that is considered a mum or not? We said beitza as we read this Mishnah. Whenever that comes up, one can mention the Marshal. The Marshal that says maybe we should call Meseches beitza, Meseches beya. Because after all, beitza refers to the anatomy of a male. So that is what, if you look on the side of the Yochanan Boaz Mishnayos, in the Likutim, quotes from the Marshal, the Magen Avraham quotes this, in Siman Kuf Nun Vav. That's a siman with a lot of different things. B'shem Marshal, Shelo Yomar Adam B'talmud Beitzim El Abayim, V'Bechlal Amram Al Yotzi Adam Davar Meguna Mipiv. Quotes it from the Avshar Shlomo and Baba Kama. And he quotes here, B'tama Ani Al Atzmi, I don't understand. Beitza is Hebrew, Beya is Aramaic. What's the difference? They're both the same word. Why should it make a difference? V'nei targum demilas beitzim hu beim. Eich nivchar lashon arum ve'erya milushonas haloazios. V'nazov lashon arumim v'lashon hakodesh hazachah v'hanikiyah. What do you mean? Beya? It's better to say the Aramaic? V'anachnu matzonu l'chazal. Shabbos lamad aleph. Al gimel aveiros nashim mesos b'shas le'dason. V'yish omrim al shakorin la'aran hakodesh arana. Right? Aramaic. Upshada inya mazeki aranahu lashin bavli. Veroili yachid ala davra akado shame balashin akodesh. Shehu hayoser kavod v'naki mi alashonos aloazios kulana. Verchodi continues, and therefore, he wonders here on the side, why should it make a difference? And he says, why is it called Kodesh? And then he gets into the Machlokas Rambam Ramban that we've mentioned in the past. The Ramban quotes this Rambam in the beginning of Parashas Kisisa from the Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam says, why is it called Lashon HaKodesh? The Rambam says, because inherently there are no inappropriate words. right? There's no separate word for the Eivar HaZachar. It's exactly, maybe by saying Beitza, we're being Makadesh. We're saying there's no separate word. It can mean an egg. It could also mean the Eivar HaZachar. There's no separate word for that, and that itself shows the gabus of Lashon HaKodesh inherently is Lashon HaKodesh, right? For many of the words that, other languages have a separate word for an independent word. We don't have it. That's what he quotes from the Rambam. Bishvil kach nigra lashon ha'ivris lashon ha'kodesh lefisha kula kodesh ein ba'davar maguna she'lo hunach ba shem yuchad la'ervas ha'ish o ha'isha gam lo l'shetan v'tzoa ela kol b'shinui. And that is the godless of lashon ha'kodesh. Remember, the Ramban gives a different shot why it's kodesh, because Hashem speaks to the Nevi'im in Lashon HaKodesh. And Hashem created the world in Lashon HaKodesh. And that's the difference. Two different days, Machlokas Rama Ramban, why it's called Lashon HaKodesh, but that relates to this issue of Beitzim or Beim. Good. So says the Gemara. Hashta ein lo ela beitza achas amar tave muma. So one second, the Mishnah says if you don't have two, you don't have one. That's a mum. So if you don't have one, if you only have one, it's a mum. Ein lo klami boy. So of course, if you don't have any. So what's the chedus chizur mechzer of achiktani? This is what the Mishnah should say. Ein lo shnei beitzim b'shnei kisim ela b'kis echad. If you have two beitzim in one kiss, inami shnei kisim ubeitza achas hareza mum. If you're missing either one, Rabbi Shmuel Omer yesh lo beis kisim biyaduah shleish lo beis beitzim. No, if there are two kisim, even if you can't find the other one, so then you know there are two. Ein lo ela kis echad kemisha ein lo ela beitza achas dami. If there's two in one, that's also a mum. Veras Rabbi Kiva lemeimer biyadua lo amrina no ela moshiva lachuzam amayich, you check and miyesh beitza sofa latzeis, and therefore it is not a mum. Umayze miyech v'lo yatzav v'chulu. So we had a machlokas about it happened and it wasn't descended. Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Maisa bepirun shal beis menachem shemiyech v'lo yatzas finish chita mitzizuka b'ksalim. Same thing. V'hidr Rabbi Kiva v'az Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. That's the story. But here we have an additional part of the conversation. How long are you going to cause Am Yisrael to lose money? Meaning, come on, this is an animal. It's a bechar that was shechted properly. So why are you causing them to be a treif? How long are you going to feed nevelos to Am Yisrael? So the Gemara says, nevela, la mishchat shachet, it was shechted. Doesn't really mean nevela, ela treifas. That's what we meant to say. Somewhere says, lo eser treifas, it was not usser, mishum treifa. It's not one of the treifas. Ela ad masai ata machel Yisrael kachim bachutz. That's what it is, according to him. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said, how could you be so makel? Again, if there's a suffix about something, do you take the more machmir approach? Do you take the more makel approach? What are appropriate chumras and kulas? Remember, Rabbi Nisim, the Vidur of Rabbi Nisim Gon, we've been medayik for in the past. Rabbi Nisim Gon, that is printed in the Machzorim of Yom Kippur, along with Tfilah Zaka, it says that we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eis Asher Timesa Tiharti, you've said Tameh, I've said Tar. You've said Tar, I've said Tameh. You've said Asr, I've said Mutter. You've said Mutter, I've said Asr. You've said Machmir, I've said Mekel. You've said Mekel, I've said Machmir. They're appropriate Chumras and Kulas, separate from cases of Tumah V'Tahara and Isser V'Heter, and that's partially what's going on here between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri about the Chumra and the Kulas. Interesting to think about also some of these Mumin that we're talking about, the Beitza in the Kiss. Is it visible from the outside? Maybe not, because Machlokas here. If there's two kisim, maybe there is one, you can't see it. Is there idea of, we said before, earlier, that a mum in a davar shebeseser, you know, it's not really a mum, if you can't see it. What about hidur? It's an interesting discussion of hidur mitzvah by a davar shebeseser. Is there a hidur mitzvah by how you write tefillin? You'll never see it. It's written and it goes into Machlokas, 2 days in Tosfos. Whether there's hidur mitzvah by a davar mechusa. What is hidur mitzvah about? Right, the Chashuke Chemed right here discusses a case where somebody was in a hospital and he had tremendous nisim done, and he decided that he's going to redo and re-tile the entire shul in the hospital. And the shaila was, does he have to tile the wall behind the Aron Svarim? Right, nobody's going to see it. Nobody's going to see it. So what do? So he quotes, Mefurish Maseches Midos. The Mishnah Maseches Midos says that the whole inside bias had was gold, except from behind the doors. Says that the Tiferes Yisrael there in Perek Dalid, Midein Azov Nirek Kishiniftachos Atalasos Vatorah Chasam Amon Hashem Yisrael. Torah Zachmanis, therefore you don't need. Then he quotes this. The sugi is in Maseches Gittin, the first Perek in Sirtut. The sugi of Sirtut in Menaches and in Maseches Gittin. There are some days in Tosfos, most argue, the Rosh and the Rambam, whether there's an idea of Zekeli V'Anvehu by Tfilin. whether it's an idea of Zekeh Lemaveo, if Hidur and Sirta might be connected to that, and therefore, that's his discussion here. He gets into the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch, Ach Misavar Yosef Shebin Aninu Ein Baze Inyan. But he says, even if you say it by tefillin, it's not the same, because tefillin is a mitzvah inherently. The ikra mitzvah, the yapos davar mechuse, hakavana sheyasu as a mitzvah betzura yafe. But he has no mitzvah to tile the back of the svarim cases, and therefore he says you can paint it. Doesn't have to be the exact same marble that appears in the rest of the room. Again, that gets into the root though of hiddur mitzvah. How much is hiddur mitzvah for the onlookers, for those who see it, something beautiful, or how much is it for the gavra himself that I should do mitzvahs in a beautiful way? Right, and that's different, right? The Rashi and the Rashbam at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, not eating matzah on Erev Pesach is hider mitzvah, so you eat it b'tei avon. So what kind of hider mitzvah is that? People see, by my not eating, I'm going to eat it. How is that hider mitzvah? I'm hungrier, and I'm doing the mitzvah with Islavus. And therefore, that's an example. But either way, this is parallel to the case of maybe a mumin hider mitzvah. Good, says the Mishnah. Bal chamesh raglayim, osha ein lo ela shalosh. What if an animal has five legs? Or three legs? Visha raglov, klutos kishal chamar, or its legs are rounded like a donkey. Vashachul, vakasul. What's that? Ezeo shachul, shenish bata yirecho. Its thigh is dislodged. The chasul shachas miyirechayim gvohos. Just one of its thighs are higher, not in the wrong place. These are all movement. When do we say chasav yasser a problem? Only by the front legs. There's like an extra or missing one in the front. Aval beregel trefa nami havi. But if by the regel, it's also a trefa to call yeter kenatul dami. We have a principle in a few places. Here's the one that's here. Yeter, if you have something extra, it's as if it's not there, and if it wouldn't be there, it would be a trefa. So therefore, even if it's there, it's not considered there. Amar papa lotema da agilon velo sadikan. And when it says rounded, it's a problem. It doesn't only mean rounded and not and split. Elakiva da agilon avagav da sadikan. Even if it's saduk, even if it's split, if it's rounded, it already is a problem. Rav Shechter in, let's just finish the Mishnah, and then we'll talk about Yeter and Atul. Hashchol v'achsol v'chol. Turn up on ezachsol v'ezachshchol. Shachol shish b'dara yirecho, that it's his, the thigh is dislodged. Ksol shiraglo echad b'toch hakesel v'raglo echad agabi hakesel. One leg is within the flanks, and one is outside the flanks. Agabi hakesel. Right, so it looks different. Tana hasaru v'akolitz sarua shenish tarbev lo yirecho, that it's actually longer. It didn't just grow out. Kolitz shiraglov klutos kishel chamar v'kishel sus. Different types of psula. In Be'ikvei Atzon, Rav Shechter discusses in the totally different context. Right, the Gemara in Megillah talks about Megillah hakori Megillah ksuva ben aksuvim. If I write a Megillah along with other svarim. Right, it's not just the klaf of Megillah Esther. Makori Megillah Ksuvin Aksuvim Lo Yasi Dechavasi, not Yotze, and the Gemara says Dafka Betzibur and not Biyachin. So in that context, Rav Shechter talks about Yeter Kenotul Dami, which the Mefarshim also relate to having extra sometimes ruins what you have. Kind of called a Mosif Goreya. There is a Ramah. The Ramah Narachayim says that what happens if I don't have a Torah? That's kosher. But let's say I have at least one of the svarim of the Torah is all kosher. That's the only sefer I have. Only one is kosher. So the Rama quotes, Yesh lo hakel b'dieved, to be kari from that chumash, even though there are mistakes in the other svarim. That's the Rama in Kuf Mem Gimel Sif Beis. That is what the Sif Dalin. Sif Dalin, not too famous of a Rama. Vim chumash echad shalem below toes lo yesh lo hakel likros boos al chumash avabish yesh toes b'acherim. That's the Ramah, and the Bir Halacha is not so comfortable with that. He quotes other Achronim that say, who says that you're allowed to do that? But one second, one Sefer is okay, so why shouldn't you be able to read from it? Right, so what's the Svar of the Ramah? The Me'achar d'osu achum shalem hu b'litos shaper chashiva, kriya mitoch haksav. Elim shem kavrat tzibur asa l'krosa b'chumish, d'zeganai. But if you don't have, this is the only choice, it's the only choice. And what's the Svar of the other Achronim? Why isn't that mitoch haksav? It's a whole Sefer. The answer is because Sefer Torah is not just a Sefer, it's a Sefer Habris. And a Sefer Habris wasn't Nichras with Yechidim, El Badafki and Maklav, and Kol HaTzibur Yisraeli, Umemela Yishmakom Lomar, Shkakti Luchachamim, that it's Dafka Mitoch Sefer Habris, which is when all the Chamashim are together. Umiata Nirali, and therefore he says, De Kemoshim HaSefer Torah Chaser Os Achas, Shuv Ein Lo Adin HaMesuyim HaZesh Ol Sefer Habris, Ki Chaser Lo Kedusha Sefer Torah. If you have one extra letter, because Yeter Kenotul Dami, so too, if you Medavik with the Sefer Torah, Yoshua or Yeshayo. That also, Yetzakonato Dami, and it doesn't have Kedusha Sefer Torah. So again, one has to, Yetzakonato Dami comes up also in Hilchos Safras, not just in Hilchos Mumin, right here. Good. Nishpa etzem yadov etzem raglo, breaks his leg, avobishi no nikar, even though it's not visible. Mumin elu mana ela biyavne vahodulo chachamim. The previous ones, ela and yavne mentioned, we had him before, and the rabbanan agreed. Vahod gimel hosif, but the other three he said, armelo lo shamanu ela es elu. So they didn't agree with these following ones, but he said it. Shagalgal eno agul kishel adam, its eye, the pupil of the eye is as big as a person's. Upiv doma kishel chazir, its mouth is like a pig. Vishanita rofa medaber. Shono. And the rove part of the independent part of the tongue, not the part that's attached to the mouth, but the part that talks and makes sounds with, so that is taken out. But even though they argued originally on Ayala or Eila Biavne, later on they agreed that they were Mumin as well. Eino Nikar Mikavi Muma. If it breaks his leg and you can't see it from the outside, why is that a mum? Amra, papa, eno nikar machmas atzmo. It can't be visible itself. Al nikar machmas malacha. But when it moves, when it has to work, it's limping. It limps, so you can't just see it looking at it, but once it moves and it limps, so that is a problem. Good. The Chashuk Chemet also here discusses, what if there is, fascinating question, what if there's a simin on the outside that tips you off that something on the inside that's very wrong? But on the outside, all you see is the simen of it. Right, all you see is the simen of it. He has the case where, Rahman al-Islam, there's a simen on the outside that somebody has cancer, but you don't see anything else. So the cancer's all on the inside. Would that make a kohen a balmum? Right, if there's something on the outside, there's a petza mi bachutz, is that a mum hanikar or not? So that's what he discusses. And he assumes l'chumra, depending on which context. He assumes because this is nikar to others and it symbolizes the mum inside, then it can be a mum here too. And that's what it talks about here, a little bit about what's nikar and what's not nikar. Mumen elo mana v'chul, l'meimra, delav haynu orchei. Is this to tell me that this is not normal, all of these items that are mentioned? Right, from Meseches Nida, if a woman has a miscarriage and it looks like an animal, kosher or not kosher, if it's a male, it looks like a male animal, you have to have the days of 7 and 33. My time with Rabbi Meir, why does Rabbi Meir say you have to be choshesh that this is really a person? Hova galgali no ugl kishel adam, because sometimes animals have the similar eyes as people. But I thought that's a mum we just said. So how can you say that's what happens sometimes? Amar Rav Yosef lo kasha haba uchma haba chivra. It depends if it's the black part or the white part. Machlokes Rashi Ramban, which is which? Rashi says if it's in the black part of the eye, then it's similar. The white part of the eye is not similar. But Ramban says otherwise. Good. Upiv domer l'shel chazir, amar papa lo tema de shafid uparus. Not only if it is shafid and parus and overlapping, right? This is talking about the mouth. Ella kivan de parus avo bisha de lo shafid, right? Even if it's there, but it's not the shafid. If it's not overlapping, it's still a problem of a mum, right? That's what Rashi says on the bottom. Lotema de boy doma lachazir mi kovachol. Don't say it has to be perfectly like a pig. The shapid uparis shapid piv agul paris shesav el yonav alachaim el yonos othos. It's the same shape and the same position that it overlaps. The bottom overlaps the top. You don't need both. You don't need both, even if it's just the shape without the overlapping. V'shenita rov ha-medaber b'l-shibbel l'shono, masiz ha-man r'bihuda hi, detanya v'shenita rov ha-lashon, r'bihuda omer rov ha-medaber shel l'shono. Not the tongue, but just the independent part of the tongue. Tumas Yoled, this is also a big topic, just to mention, just remember one of the shitas, right? Where does Tumas Yoled this come from, right? That why is a woman tame? So the Rav Hirsch says that tume is always where there's a vacuum of life, right? Tumas Meis, obviously the highest level, but a dead sheretz, even Tumas Nida is a lost, there's a potential pregnancy that didn't happen. Tumas Yoled, as the woman had life inside of her, and now she has less life inside of her. So that vacuum creates tumah. And maybe if she has a female, a girl, that's even more life. So she lost a life that has potential to bring more life, and that's why there's even more life loss, but it comes from the vacuum. Rabbi Tzion Fira in the Gion HaShel Torah, he's another pshat, on page 75, 76, where he discusses the parents, specifically a woman, has unbelievable, unconditional, one-minded love at the moment that her child is born. That's where all her love is channeled. It's human. It's human to have that. But there's not even love at that moment, possibly for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And whatever, if that might not be love, you know, that's where Tumah comes in, and therefore she's chayev to bring a karbon, which makes sure that it's human. You know, sorry, imenu. It's just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us to love our children, right? When they're born, more than anything at that second, and undiluted love, and that's where the Tumah comes from. Similar reminds us maybe of the Achronim say that Yaakov Avinu, right when he met Yaakov, Yosef was busy saying Kriyashma. Why did I say Kriyashma at that moment? He has such love for Yosef at that moment. But Yosef was saying Kriyashma. Yosef just gave his father a hug. But Yaakov Avinu wanted to channel it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Fighter. One time the lower jaw was overlapping on the upper jaw. He said, that's a mum. Like we just said, what's usually proves something. We weren't talking about overlapping jaws a minute ago. So what's this maisa? Mishum, it's not piv doma lechazir. Upligir abanan olay, the Rebbe, because the previous one spoke about similar to a pig, and the Rabbanan argue. The kamrina ki pligir abanan olay, the Rebbe, besvasu al yono, devas ala taftona. They only argue if the upper overlaps the lower. Aval shkshatono, taftono, devas ala yona, reizemum. That they agreed to, if the lower overlaps the upper. Umaisanami, shalachi atachton odef ala elyon. There was a story like that. Shorigam shemun gamlil lachachamim, v'amru, hare ze mum. That's all by animals. V'agabi adam, hu ditnan. But what's that? By a person, we learned later on. Svasu al yon odef ala tachtona, osha tachtona, odef ala yon, hare ze mum. By a person, either way. So why is there a difference? Gabi adam, hu dechsiv, ish ish mizera aron, ish sheshave bizarre shal aron, only. You're allowed to do the avoda only if you're shavim bezara shel aron. Either way, overlapping in either direction is a problem. Avo bebehema loba, by a behema, it wouldn't be a problem, sounds like, if it's overlapping. So why do we say it's overlapping is a problem? Ambar papa lokasha, this be etzem, hadales be etzem. If it's overlapping with a bone inside of it, right, that's a problem by an animal. If it doesn't have a bone, so then it's only a problem by a human and not by an animal. Good. Interesting, they're called B'nai Aaron here. Kohanim are called both B'nai Aaron and Kohanim. And they talk about the two types of Kedusha that Kohanim have. The inherent Kedusha and the Kedusha that they get Yarshin from their father. Soloveitchik writes also in one place. We say every morning, Zekeli v'yanveyu, Elokei Avi v'arom emenu. Right, we have a Zekeli relationship and we have an Elokei Avi relationship. We have the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our Avos, Elokei Avi, Mislav Yaakov, and we have one that we make ourselves. And we have to have both of them. And we have to recognize both of them, and one builds off each one, right? Our unique one builds off of our parents, and our parents' one gets expanded based on what we do. And that's the Kohanim themselves. They are sometimes called B'nai Aaron HaKohanim. That's a double title that they are given. Vayter, Mishnah, Ozen HaGedi HaYisakfula, if the ear of the Gedi is double, one inside the other one, Amr Chachamim, Bizman She'etzem Echad Mum, if they're one piece of cartilage, that's a Mum. Bizman She'ein Bo Etzem Eino Mum, if there's no Etzem in there, there's no cartilage in the second ear, it's like it's not there. Chanani ben Gamliel Omer, Zanav Agadi Shu Doma L'Shel Chazir, V'she'im Bo Shalosh Chulios, Harei Zemum. The tail of a Gdi that is similar to a pig's, or it doesn't have three vertebrae, Harei Zemum, that's a mum. Tanar Abanan Piv Balum, if it has a swollen mouth. V'raglov Mivulamos Machmas Haruach, Eino Mum. If it's just bloated, then it's not a mum. Machmas Ha'etzem, but if its bones make it look like that, Harei Zemum. Oznav Kfulos, if their ears are folded over, B'chas Chasos, Achas hareza mum. Again, if it's only one piece, that's a mum. Vishtechas chasios hareno mum. No, because then that's just considered two parts, two lobes, and it's not called a mum. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Zanav Hagadishu Dom al Shachazer. Amar Pavlotema de Katina. Not only don't say it's small. Ella de Kericha Afagav de Alima. If it's rounded, even though it's thick, it's still a problem. Oshein b'shalosh cholis v'chulu amar funa big D b'shtayim arizemum shalosh enamum. By a goat, so then two is a by cholios. If it doesn't have two cholios, it's a mum. Two is a mum. Three is not a mum. Betleh by a lamb shalosh arizemum arba enamum. One second, Meisve, didn't we have different numbers? Big D achas arizemum shtayim enamum betleh shtayim arizemum shalosh enamum. So you have to do Rafuna, it's just different numbers. For Rafuna Masisa not the Isay, Rafuna was misled by the Mishnah's language. Iu Savar Mida Resha Bigdi, Seifa Nami Bigdi. He thought everything was talking about a Gedi. Velohi, Resha Bigdi, Visefa Bitzle. The last line was talking about a Tle, and that's what confused him. Rabbi Chanina ben Tikkanes Omer, Esheyabeles Be'enov, a wart on the eye, Vishenifgam Etzem Yod Varaglo, or a notch on the bone of the legs, Vishenifrak Atzmo Shel Piv, or the jawbone was dislodged or cut. Eino Achazulav Achaz Ketana. One eye big, one eye small. Ozno achas ol achas ktana. Bimare avalo bemida. Only if it looks different. If you have to measure it to see it's different, that's not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda omer shtei beitza achas ol achas kishtayim shebechaverta avalo hodu lo chachavim. Also, if one beitza is double the size of the other one, it's a problem. And the chachamim, the Rabbi Yehuda, did not agree with that. Rikive Eger is medayik. It's not only one big, one small. What if you have one big about any of the things, the ears, the eyes, one big, one regular, or one small, one regular? That's also a problem, he assumes. That would also, he thinks it's a machlokas rishonim, but he's not there to say that's also a mum. Because that, if they're both big or both small, okay, mela, that's normal. The animal's fat or skinny. But if it's different, so then that's a mum. Lamemer diabelas avimuma, so it appears from the Mishnah, a wart on the eye, a wart is a mum. For a minu, but didn't we learn later on? Ve'elashin shochtan aleihem, these you are not allowed to shecht loba mikdash. That means you can't bring it as a karban. Veloba medina, it's not enough of a mum for Bechor either, so you're kind of stuck. Bal Gerov Vayabelis. So you see, it's a Vayabelis, a wart. I thought Armisha says you can check for a wart, and here not. Vitizbra, Haksiva, Yabelis Baraisa. 1 second, it says wart in the Torah. What's your Shaila? Elokasha, Bakufa, Be'eno. There's a difference. Whether on the body or on the eye. On the eye is worse. So Mechdi Krastama, Mali Gufa, Mali Eno. What's the difference? It just says wart in the Torah. It doesn't say wart on the eye. Elokasha, Hadi Ispa Atzem, Adalas Pa'atzem. Depends if it's a wart with a bone in it. That's worse. Dekra de ispa etzem. The Mishnah Pasuk is about it has a bone, and therefore it's a mum anywhere. Masnisa de lespa etzem. So on the Mishnayis are where it has no bone. So then be'enon havimuma. So if it doesn't have an etzem on the eye is worse. It is a mum. Begufa lo havimuma. Velespe etzem begufa psula. If it doesn't have a bone and it's not on the eye, it's on the body, it's puzzle. Hari tilto ba'amu. It's just some hanging flesh. Why is that a problem? Ditanya. Rebbe Elazar Omer. So it's kosher. So what's the problem? It's just a wart that's on the rest of the body. Okay, they're both on the eye, both mishnayis. Lokasha habeshachar habalavan, on the black or on the white. Right, on the white is not a mum, but it's still pasul hakrava. V'ain mumin balavan. I thought there are no mumin on the white. Elavidividi balavan. V'amrish lakash lokasha the ispaseyar the lespaseyar. A hairy wart is a mum, and an unhairy wart is not. The eye is as big as an egel, a ktana kishel avaz, that's the mum. That's what means big and small. Rabbanan argue, right? Even if it's double the size, how big? They say, afilu eino lishnia ela kapul, even if the other one is just the size of a pull, kishera, it is still kash. Okay, maybe just end off with one more Chashuk Yechemed. Also, he talks about a case where, let me just find it, the case where, you know, nifgam, about a lot of bones being broken here. Somebody, a gabbai goes over to a man in shul and says, you want to do a hag, but he says, I have a dislocated shoulder. It's really not good. I can't. I'm really just getting, no, come on, please, just come on. We need you. I really don't want it. No, please. And he does it and he hurts his shoulder. And he hurts his shoulder from it. So, and the gabbai feels really bad, and he has hospital bills and medical bills. So, is that hezek? Who's responsible is that? He convinced him, but he could have stood his ground and said, no, I'm not doing it. So, he has a discussion about nifgam, etzem, and it goes back and forth in this regard. Feel free to look at it, if one would want to. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue, next time. Okay, well, so today's shiur was, again, this week's shiur, my sponsor, this month's shiur, Lili Nishmas, in memory of Mr. Leo Schachter, Yitzchak Arya ben Menachem Mendel, sponsored by his children and grandchildren, the Austin, Tannenbaum, Braun, Leichter, and Greenberg families. Thank you for the sponsorship.